Major is addressing Harvey Kunkel, Snook's next-door neighbor and bitter enemy.
My, Harvey, you're certainly bringing the most unusual pet of all. You say you're bringing a marmoset?
Yes, indeed, Miss Teasdale. And in case you don't know, a marmoset is a species of small South American monkey.
I'm aware of that, Harvey, and I think it's very exciting. And now, Snook, what pet are you bringing?
What pet am I bringing?
Yes. What is it?
Well, it's going to be a better pet than Harvey's old marmalade.
That's marmoset. Well, what are you bringing?
Well, it's
Well, I'm waiting.
Well, I'm thinking.
Oh, she doesn't have a pet at all.
I do, too. It's a kangaroo.
A kangaroo?
In case you don't know, a kangaroo is...
I know what a kangaroo is.
What is it?
Look, where would you get a kangaroo?
Where do they come from?
Australia.
That's where I got it.
An Australian kangaroo, eh? I suppose you've been to Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney sold it to me.
Well, suppose you tell me more about this kangaroo of yours, Snook.
Well, it's the most beautiful kangaroo you ever saw. And it's got purple eyes and a long green tail.
I see. And I suppose it's got a pink mustache.
How did you know?
Snook, you're going a little bit too far. Apparently, you don't even know what a kangaroo is.
I do, too. I got one at home.
Well, tell me, does it have a pouch on its stomach?
Huh?
Does it have a pouch on its stomach, like all other kangaroos?
Of course!
And what does it keep in the pouch?
Tobacco.
A pouch full of tobacco?
Yeah, and he's got a zipper on it.
Brother, can this kid tell him?
Now, Harvey, please. If Snook says she has a kangaroo, it's up to us to believe her until the pet show. Personally, I'd give anything to see this kangaroo.
That goes for both of us.
Holy Toledo, Vera. Do you mean to say that Snooks told her teacher she was taking a kangaroo to the pet show tomorrow afternoon?
Well, you know, Snooks, she's trying to outdo little Harvey Kunkel, who's bringing a monkey or something.
Well, that's no excuse for lying. I better have a talk with her this minute. Oh, Snooks! These fantastic stories of hers. Snooks! Are you out there, Snooks?
I'll be right there, Daddy.
Well, Lancelot, I'll leave you alone with the old master fibber. See you later.
Come in, Snooks, and sit down here.
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
Yeah.
It seems to me that question should be going in the opposite direction.
It should?
Yes.
All right. Matter to what?
I meant I should be asking you what's the matter.
Why?
How is your kangaroo?
Goodbye, Daddy. I'll see you later.
Come back here. The idea of telling Miss Teasdale you were bringing a kangaroo to school. Why, it's preposterous.
It ain't what you said.
Oh, I suppose you have a kangaroo.
Well, I saw a kangaroo in the garden yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You saw a kangaroo in the garden yesterday?
You did?
Well, you said you did.
Did what?
Oh, stop this. There wasn't any.
I know it.
Well, what did you say it for? That kangaroo that was in the garden yesterday is just a figment of your imagination. Now, you cut it out. You know very well this kangaroo is one of your usual fibs.
No, it isn't.
Oh, it isn't?
I think it's better than usual.
Oh, you think it's smart to tell lies,
yeah.
Well, you're liable to wind up like the little boy who cried wolf. He told fibs just like you.
Did he tell people he had a kangaroo?
Very likely. But he was noted for giving false alarms to the townspeople to save him from the wolves. Finally, no one believed him. And the wolves really did come and they ate him up. Now, doesn't that prove anything to you?
Yeah, the kid should have stuck to kangaroos.
Oh, I give up with you. Now, listen, young lady, there's no excuse in the world for telling Miss Teasdale you were bringing a kangaroo to school. Why did you say such a thing?
Well, it's the whole fault of that dirty old Harvey Conkle. I don't like him.
Well, what do you have against Harvey, anyway?
Well, for one thing, he hurt my little foot something terrible.
Well, when was this?
Yesterday, when I kicked him in the teeth.
And why did you kick him in the teeth?
Because he broke my doll.
Oh, I see. And how did Harvey break your doll?
I hit him over the head with it.
And just to show up, Harvey Conkle, you lied about having a kangaroo. Don't you see that one lie leads to another? Now you'll have to go back to school in the morning and explain why you didn't bring the kangaroo. What are you going to tell the teacher?
I know. I'm going to say the kangaroo exploded.
That's the worst lie I ever heard.
Yeah, blew up.
Oh, you can't tell him that.
Well, maybe tomorrow I can think of a better one.
You'll tell the truth. You're going to march right into that class and tell everybody you don't have a kangaroo, that you're just a big faker. Now go to your room. I'm having lunch with Mr. Conkle. I'll discuss this further when I get back.
Oh, come on in, Higgins. I'll be right with you for lunch.
Okay, Conkle. I'm hungry as a bear.
You, sure you aren't hungry as a kangaroo?
Huh?
Harvey told me all about it. Oh, what a little faker that kid of yours is.
Oh, really?
A kangaroo. I'll bet I know what gave her the kangaroo idea. She probably saw the pouches under your eyes.
Oh, yeah? Well, when your kid takes the monkey to school, he better stay away from the cage, or the people won't know which is the exhibit.
Oh, now, Higgy, there's no sense of us quarreling just because your kid tells whoppers.
She does, huh?
Oh, Higgy, come off it. A kangaroo's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Well, it so happens that she has a kangaroo.
She has?
She has.
I guess it runs in the family. Higgins? I have $250 here that says that Snooks won't have a kangaroo at the school pet show.
That's a bet, Uncle. This will teach you that my Snooks never tells a lie.
Well, hiya, Snooks. What are you doing down
here? Hello, Mr. Wilson. I'm looking for a real-life kangaroo.
A kangaroo?
Yeah, that's that little animal, you know, the one that has his back pocket in the front.
Why, I know, Stokes, but they're not easy to get. You know, kangaroos come from a country that's far, far away.
How far?
Oh, it's... We still have to go to Guadalajara.
Mr. Wilson. Don't you feel well?
Oh, I feel wonderful. I've just come from a luncheon that was most exhilarating.
And your exhilarator is still going, huh?
Now, just think, Snooks. 400 men at a banquet, and with three words, I wowed them. Have a Tums, I said.
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
Yes, indeed. When people suffer from acid indigestion, Tums have it all over baking soda. Why? Because Tums go far beyond the relief baking soda can possibly give you. Yes, countless millions have discovered that Tums not only bring incredibly fast relief from burning heartburn, upset stomach, and that uncomfortable overfull feeling of acid indigestion, but actually help prevent immediate recurrence of the trouble. Equally important, there's nothing to mix with Tums. You can take them anywhere, anytime, and get blessed, long-lasting relief. So the next time you're suffering from acid indigestion, take Tums. See how much more effective, more complete relief you get. Get to Tums, T-U-M-S, Tums for the tummy from your druggist tonight. Only 10 cents a roll. Buy the $1 box, save money, and always have Tums handy. Poor Daddy Higgins. First, he scolds Snooks for telling a wild fib about bringing a kangaroo to school pet show tomorrow. But then, when neighbor Randolph Kunkel started ribbing him, Daddy got sore and made a big bet with Kunkel that Snooks did have a kangaroo. But how and where does one go about getting a kangaroo? Well, let's see.
Daddy, how come you brought me to the zoo?
Well, do you know any other place where I might possibly get a kangaroo for tomorrow night?
Sure.
Oh, where's that?
Australia.
Oh, sure. We'll go to Australia.
Yeah. Let's go.
Now, don't be idiotic. Australia's a foreign country, thousands of miles from here, across the equator.
What's the equator?
It's a band that encircles the globe.
It is? Then Mommy just bought a new equator.
Don't be silly. That's a girdle.
Well, it encircles her globe.
That's not the idea at all. The equator is an imaginary band around the Earth. What's imaginary about a girdle?
Well, Mama imagines it makes her look thinner.
You know, you got something there. And so has your mummy. Now stop bothering me. I'm trying to find the kangaroo cage.
Oh, Daddy, look. What's that funny-looking big bird with a long leg?
That's a stork. Now, don't bother me.
Is that the stork that drowned me?
Leave me alone.
Yeah, now, I want to know. Is that the stork that drowned me?
All right, you can stop. Get down, Gil.
Then why is he behind them bars?
Because he's paying for his crime. Now, come on. Let's try this row of cages here. Gee, I wonder if they'll rent me a kangaroo.
Daddy, look at that hairy man in that cage.
Well, that's not a man, that's a monkey.
Gee, it looks like Uncle Roy. Hello, Uncle Roy.
Oh, don't be silly. And it happens to be a female.
Oh, hello, Aunt Roy.
Oh, stop that. Say, wait a minute. There's the kangaroo cage, Snooks.
Gee, look. There's three of them. And they all got pouches. Say, Daddy. All their pouches are empty.
Well, what about it?
Oh, I guess they gave up smoking, huh?
Oh, don't be stupid. Let me call that keeper over here and see about renting one of these. Oh, keeper. Keeper.
Yeah? What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like to rent one of your kangaroos.
You'd what?
I said I'd like to rent a kangaroo. I only want it till tomorrow, and I'll pay a good price.
Now, look, mister, this is a public zoo. We don't rent no kangaroos. In fact, the only time we ever let one out was when we put on a little show for some poor sick kids at an orphanage.
Poor sick kids?
Huh?
Oh, yes. Poor Sammy. My poor, sick little Sammy.
Who's Sammy?
I'd like to know myself.
So, Sammy, your poor, sick little brother.
Oh,
Sammy.
Yeah. Oh, poor Sammy.
Yes.
He's going to die. And all he wants before he goes is to see a real live kangaroo.
Why?
My little brother.
Terrible. Your little brother's dying? What's wrong with him?
Sinus trouble.
What? Since when do people die from sinus troubles?
I'll take it from here. She's got it wrong, keeper. You see, it started with sinus trouble, and then the infection moved up.
Yeah, now he can't move his legs.
Wait a minute. I thought the infection moved up from his sinuses. Now, don't tell me, little girl, that your brother has sinuses in his feet.
Well, he ain't supposed to... he ain't supposed to have them there.
No.
Oh, no wonder he's so sick.
Huh?
Sure, his toes ain't built to handle sinus trouble.
Snooks, keep quiet. You see, keeper, the little girl's so upset about her brother, she's all mixed up. You see, Sammy, our poor little Sammy,
yeah,
is sinking fast. I'd be glad to pay you $100 for your trouble.
Oh, the poor little tyke. And all he wants is to see a real live kangaroo,
yeah,
huh? All right.
Live one.
I'll do it for $100.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're a kind man.
Oh, it ain't just that. You see, I need that 100 for my little boy, Wooly. Oh, poor, sick little Wooly. He's going fast.
Oh,
Oh, gosh, that's awful. What's wrong with him?
Athlete's foot. And all he wants before he dies is see a real live $100 bill.
Oh, I get it. Here's the $100.
Thanks. Come back when the zoo closes. I think it's dark enough now, Mr. Higgins. I'll get you the train we'll be used for that orphanage show.
Oh, fine.
He answers to the name of Harry. Here, Harry. Come here, Harry.
I need food. Hello, Harry.
Okay, mister. We'll just put this leash on him and he's yours. Just be careful you don't go near a bell.
Well, what's a bell got to do with it?
Well, when he was with the circus, they trained him for boxing. And every time he hears a bell, he starts swinging.
Oh, well, I'll remember. And thanks a lot. Come on, folks.
Come on, Harry.
Snooks, keep that kangaroo quiet. How can I drive? He keeps shoving his tail in my face.
No, that's his paw. His tail is out the window.
Well, make Harry behave. I wonder what's wrong.
Hey, buddy. Now that you start with this signal, I'd
like to ask you a question. Why, certainly, officer. What is it?
Well, you've been signaling your left turn for the last 2 miles.
Why?
What?
Oh! That's Harry's fault.
Harry's fault? Oh, listen, bud. You can't blame everything on the administration.
My arm sticking out of the car.
What was it? Your tongue?
No. It was a kangaroo's tail.
Oh, smart, Alec, eh? Come here. Let me smell your breath.
You want to smell mine, too?
Now, officer, if you don't believe me, look in the back of the car. You can see for yourself it's a kangaroo.
Well, I'll be darned. Never seen one of them things before. A little animal, isn't it?
That's my daughter. The other one is a kangaroo. Better get your head out the window, officer. The signal's changing.
Just let me look at him a second longer.
What happened? Oh, where's the policeman?
Harry shot him.
Oh, it was the bell. The keeper warned us. We'd better get out of here before that cop comes too.
Yeah, hurry up.
Oh, where is he?
Who?
Harry.
He jumped out the window.
Good heavens. Come on, we gotta catch him.
Oh, wait. Look at him jump.
Hurry.
Uh-huh.
I got all our money tied up in that crazy animal. Which way did he go?
I don't see him.
Oh, dear. I beg your pardon, sir. Did you see a kangaroo pass here just a second ago?
Oh, thank heaven. Did you see him, too?
Which way did he go?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think I saw him hop into that moving picture theater.
Come on, sir.
Oh, Daddy. Somebody's going to get shocked, Daddy.
Shocked? What do you mean?
Look what's playing. The Bells of St. Mary.
Come on.
A ticket, please.
I've already seen the picture. I just want to go in there and get my kangaroo out.
Oh, was that your kangaroo?
Yes.
Now, what's the idea of bringing a kangaroo into a movie theater?
He liked the book. I thought he might enjoy the picture.
Daddy, look. There goes Harry now.
Where?
Hopping out the side door.
Oh, fine.
Maybe he didn't like the picture.
Come on, let's get him.
Harry!
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 Calling all cars, calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a kangaroo running loose in Sycamore Terrace. About 4 feet tall, gray fur, answers to the name of Harry, and if a bell rings, duck. Last scene, headed for the railroad station.
I can't understand it, Snooks. We know Harry boarded this train, but there's no sign of him. Now, if you were a kangaroo, where would you go?
Australia.
I mean on a train.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
No.
St. Louis?
No.
Kankamazoo?
Now, stop that. Maybe the porter saw him. Ring that bell, will you?
All right.
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, he's Dr. Porter. And he just got into the window, Daddy. Oh.
Hold the emergency call. We got to stop the train and follow him.
Oh.
Come on, Snooks. Jump.
Look at me. I'm down the ledge of Kangaroo. I'm hopping.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Here I am, stranded with you and a kangaroo in the middle of the Lincoln Highway.
And nobody wants to give us a lift, either. Oh, here comes another car.
Get us a lift, buddy?
Yeah.
Why can't they stop? Life's too short to ignore fellow human beings in distress.
You said it.
We're only here one fleeting second in eternity, and then snuffed out. Why, Snooks, do you realize that every time I breathe, a man dies?
Maybe you need a new toothbrush.
The reason we can't get a hitch is because of this kangaroo.
Well, let's let him go, Daddy.
What, and lose the bet with Kunkle? I got a better idea. I'll put my hat, coat, and glasses on him, and we'll lay him down in the road and bend over him, crying.
Why?
Well, we'll pretend he's our uncle and he's been hit.
All right. Here, put this hat on, Uncle Harry.
Oh, good. Now my coat and my glasses. There we are. Now lie down, Harry.
Lie down.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what a stubborn animal. Well, I hate to do this, but I'll have to knock him out. Step aside, Snooks. This will only take one punch.
All right.
Sorry, Harry, but this has to be done.
Can I help you up, Daddy?
Oh, my jaw.
Oh, Daddy.
Wait, the car's almost here. Cry over me. He's tall. Now spread it on thick.
Oh, all right. Oh, my Daddy. Oh, my poor little tiny Daddy.
What's that, poor little girl?
Oh, my Daddy's been hit.
Think, matey. Was he hit by a car?
No, by a train.
A train? Oh, there isn't a train within a mile of here.
There isn't?
No.
We'll show you how hard it hit him.
Oh. Oh, shut up. Oh.
All right, coming to you. How do you feel, fella?
Oh, better. Help me into the car and get me to town.
Sure. Who's this?
That's my uncle.
What's he making those noises for?
You're standing on his tail.
What tarnation goes on here?
Look, Missy. Mm-hmm. I know this sounds ridiculous, but we are stranded here with this darn kangaroo, and we have to get back to town. Mm-hmm. But he's quite harmless. Would you please give us a lift?
Kangaroo, eh? Seems to me a man not satisfied just to keep dog. Well, now we bought it to his taste. Go on, get in, I'll grab you.
Oh, thank heaven.
Darn fool.
Well, there it is, Kunkle. A real live kangaroo. Now are you paying up the $250?
Now look, Higgins, you must have known all along that you could get a kangaroo or you wouldn't have made that bet.
Huh?
You knew you had a sure, easy thing there. And that's not cricket. I'm sorry the bet's off.
What? A sure, easy thing? After what I went through to get this kangaroo over to... Oh, Conker!
Any man lays a hand on me, I'll fix with the biggest lawsuit he ever had.
Daddy, never mind. The picture was ending. And the school bell is about to ring, Daddy.
Oh, the bell. Oh, yeah. All right, Uncle. No hard feelings. But step close and take a good look at Harry.
Well, that's better. Don't mind if I do. Kangaroos interest me.
Daddy!
Yes?
Daddy! Yes? How did Mr. Conkle fix for some kangaroos?
desperate for sleep, so desperate you'd do almost anything for a good night's rest. Listen, here's how millions now enjoy sound, natural sleep every night. Natural sleep that lets you get up in the morning refreshed as only natural sleep can. Tonight, when you go to bed, slip a couple of Tums in your mouth and see how gloriously you sleep. Now, the reason Tums promote sound and natural sleep is just this. Sleepless nights are often caused by acid indigestion. And Tums almost instantly relieve acid indigestion, settle, sweeten, and calm your stomach. Equally important, Tums help prevent immediate recurrence of acid indigestion. Thus, when you go to sleep, you sleep soundly the whole night through. Get Tums, T-U-M-S, Tums for the tummy from your druggist tonight. 10 cents a roll, 3-roll box a quarter. Join the millions who now enjoy sound and natural sleep every night thanks to Tums. Now, here's Snooks again.
Well, Snooks, we had quite a time with Harry the Kangaroo, didn't we?
Yeah, but that Harry's a crook.
A crook? What are you talking about?
Well, I dropped a quarter in his pouch, and he wouldn't let me go in after it.
Oh, good night, Snooks.
Good night, Daddy. And good night, everybody.
Tums are an acid, not laxatives. For dependable laxative, there's nothing quite like Nature's Remedy, known to millions as NR tablets. You see, NR tablets contain no harsh drugs, no phenyl derivatives, nor a trace of salts. They're all vegetable. That's why NR tablets are so gently effective. Why you feel like a new person after taking. Try a 25-cent box of NR tablets. See if you don't say NR tonight, tomorrow, all right. This is Don Wilson reminding you that night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums, T-U-M-S, Tums for the tummy.